You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planning and multi-site experts to help you thrive. So you can download the exclusive State of Church Planning Research report for free at newchurches.com.
I waited to the end.
Yes. So that's Ed Stetzer.
Hi, I'm Ed Stetzer. I did not interrupt the introduction.
Oh, but you were like stroking your beard, just thinking about what to say.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, today we have another question from one of our regulars, Rob Clark.
Rob Clark from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Yes. We love Saskatoon. I've never been to Saskatoon. Have you been to Saskatoon?
Oh, yeah, yeah. For my honeymoon, we drove across Canada.
Wow. Let me just stop there for a second, because Saskatoon should not be. You went to your honeymoon to Saskatoon.
We had some friends there.
Nice.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say that. I'm going to get hate mail from. It's not that bad. Saskatoon is a lovely place, and you need to be nice. So is it a vacation destination?
No. Well,
the prairies are not exactly.
We drove through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pleasant.
It was I want to apologize to all the people of Saskatoon. Saskatchewan as a whole, that we love you and we apologize.
Yeah. All right.
It's like Iowa. Just cold. It's cold Iowa for those Americans who are unsure what that means.
Yeah. Yeah. We're winter is 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
All right. So let's listen to his question.
Yes.
Hey, Daniel and Ed. This is Rob Clark from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Why is it that so many people leave and go to another place to start a new church? What I mean by this is that you hear stories of people in Seattle moving to Arkansas and people in Arkansas moving to Seattle to start new churches. Now, is there something with the actual leaving your current city and going to another city to start a church, realizing that both of these families could be Christians, and of course there's Christians in cities already. So wondering, is there an actual benefit from leaving the city you're in to go to a new context? Thanks, guys.
All right. So I think the answer is that often there is a benefit, but sometimes it's for the wrong reason. Let's address the wrong reason. Sometimes it's for a wrong reason because church planters are told they can't plant locally. I remember a very well-known large church pastor did a whole talk on don't be pirating people from my church.
Yeah.
You've been in my church, you can't go out and plant a church. My reaction is a little different. I actually love to send people out locally. We like to send people out from our church. We think that puts skin in the game. Now, again, I think that requires integrity. You have a conversation with the person. You feel called to church planning. We would love to plant. We've planted one church locally since we started, and then some global stuff. And so we would love to do one, right? We'd do one in the same town if we could.
Yeah.
But that's part of the reason. That's the bad reason. Mm-hmm. Now, the more normal reason, I think, Rob, is that for a lot of church planters, they end up getting a sense of call that involves a relocation, because that's part of the sense that God has moved them and pushed them. Mm-hmm. And so if you're in Seattle, I would say certainly consider Seattle before you move to Arkansas. Not that Arkansas is not awesome. It's no Saskatoon. But Arkansas is far more church than Seattle is. And so I'm encouraged I was talking recently at Cross Church, and they're sending church planters from where they are to places like Seattle. I think that's a more likely trajectory. Mm-hmm. Now, so what I would say in that case, Rob, now again, you're in Saskatoon. I mean, and proportionally to the U.S., it's certainly less church, but in Canada, it's certainly more church than the East Coast, for example.
Yeah, it is.
But so someone from Saskatoon goes to Quebec. I mean, that to me makes sense. I mean, Quebec is the Quebecois ethnolinguistically the largest unreached people group in all the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that sometimes that makes sense because geographically Christians have become isolated because of some, or not isolated, concentrated because of some weird historical trends.
Yeah.
So if you're in Minneapolis, which is a little buckle of the Bible Belt in some ways, or if you're in the actual Bible Belt in Texas, man, I'd say go pray about Boston.
Yeah.
Actually, I'd say go pray about an unreached people group in the 1040 window. Mm-hmm. So some of that's natural. Now, some of that is that we're just talking about it missiologically here, but personally, for a lot of people, they want to get away and start, there's an entrepreneurial adventure to moving far away and planting a church. Now, Elmer Towns, retired dean of Liberty University Divinity School, I think it's the Rawlings Divinity School, they call it now. Yeah, he has a great talk on why you should plant a church in your own hometown. Mm. Because they knew you. Maybe they saw Jesus change you. And so I think there's a case to be made. You know, for me, I'd go, if I went back to New York and planted a church out on Long Island, you know, that would be that sort of a approach. And I'd love to. I went to Buffalo, which, contrary to people's view, it's actually 12 hours away from where I grew up. People think Buffalo and New York City are next to each other. They're not. It's a whole state full of apples between the two and a lot of people and other great things too. So what I would say is that a lot of that is a sense of the entrepreneurial adventure that comes with it, which I think that's good.
Yeah.
But I do think there's an unexplored value for a lot of people of planting a church from where they came. However, we're in Tennessee right now. You and I both live in Tennessee. Neither of us from here. We live here. If all the people planted churches in Tennessee who live in Tennessee, I think that it would be great and thankful for Tennessee, and there's good stuff going on in Tennessee. But I don't think you'd see a whole lot of churches planted in places like the Upper Midwest and Miami and in Maine. And I think that it's good for here in the U.S., us to go to Malaysia. Mm-hmm. I think it's good for in the southern U.S., people to go to New York and to Saskatoon, for that matter. And I think it's good for people from Saskatoon to go to Quebec and Vancouver. But there are a lot of reasons to stay, too. So I think it's kind of a personal call thing. How would you answer?
Yeah, I don't think it's a rule, right, where you have to say, hey, if you're going to plant a church, you need to move to another city. But part of it is also a cultural phenomenon where you say, okay, where are the most number of Christians? You know, where are the seminaries? And part of it is, okay, if there are a lot of seminaries, let's say, you know, Southeastern is doing a great job in Raleigh, Durham, you know, Summit, the Summit Church is doing, you know, they're over there as well. And they're intentionally sending out planters, but they're sending out planters to other parts of the state.
Stuart, I think if I recall, they did a great job. I preached there, and right before I preached there that Sunday, they showed a video of all the places. I'm in my head. So it was L.A. It was Orlando because he made a joke about Disney, reaching Disney. But it was. I think it was one in North Carolina, another one in the Northeast.
Yep.
So again, there are a lot of great people that are there. But the Research Triangle, RDU. I mean, there's a lot of church people there.
Yeah.
But let's take it a step less. Let's go to Asbury Seminary in Wilmore, Kentucky. Yeah. Right. So I mean, in that place. I never say this is a place that doesn't need new churches, but if there's a place that doesn't need new churches, Wilmore might be close.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, it's a lot of where you are. You know, you go to Trinity, where I teach in Chicago, or Wheaton, where I teach in Chicago. You've got lots of opportunities to plant as well.
So. Yeah. And it's also part of, you know, learning who you most relate with and the context that God is calling you to reach, which, you know, really comes down to the whole idea of call, right? So, I mean, part of it is as you are planting. I mean, Rob, even it's funny how you asked this question because you were in Vancouver. I know right before you moved to Saskatchewan now to want to plant a church. Right. So even for yourself, it would be interesting to hear what you have to say as to why you moved.
Can we do that? Can we like call him up right now and say, Rob, we demand to know.
Yeah. I mean, so part of it is, okay, let's first and foremost not look at, okay, what will create the best church or how can I be most effective or successful in planting a church? But instead of starting with those types of questions, first start with, okay, Lord, where are you calling me to? That's why I love Operation World, you know, their book that they come out with.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, I mean, that's like, you know, obviously not for North America specifically, the different cities, but even just looking at that book and saying, okay, look at the questions, look at the detail, the depth that we can learn from each of these cities, these countries around the world, what would it look like to actually discern that here in North America if God's calling you here?
It's a good word. Yeah. It's a good word. One of the things I think we're both saying is let's, and I know this isn't Rob's question, but let's always ask and pray. Could we go to a place where it's more lost, where there's more need?
Yeah.
Now, the Lord's called me to different places. Mm-hmm. You know, I live in Tennessee now, which I never would have thought, you know, as a Northeasterner I would live in because the Lord has me doing some different things just as you. I mean, you came down from Calgary.
Edmonton.
Edmonton, Calgary. You were in Edmonton? Calgary, I thought you were in Calgary.
No, man, no.
Why do I think that? You were at a First Alliance Church in Calgary?
No, Beulah Alliance.
Oh, of course, Beulah Alliance. Yes. I knew that. You're the wrong guy. We tried to hire the guy from First Alliance in Calgary, who's the former prime minister. Stephen Harper goes to First Alliance. Yes. So that's why I don't know.
We do get confused quite a bit.
Yes, exactly. You and Stephen Harper. Trudeau as well. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. So what I would say is we would desire all church planters listening, the first place you ought to pray to where you're going to plant is where no one's planted the church where the gospel is not been preached for. If the Lord doesn't let you go there, go where the Lord calls you.
Romans,
to go.
Right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I mean, like you said, for me, coming down to Tennessee, it's my wife and I still feel very called to Canada.
Yeah.
To reach the people there, to pray for them, to, and part of it was in discerning to come down here. It's, you know, the Lord has different things that he opens up, right? And different ways to influence.
Well, you know, think about, I mean, here, you know, you were in Edmonton, where the mosquitoes in the summer is as big as birds. But you're in Edmonton and you know, you're doing good stuff, impacting a lot of people. But here, you know, thousands of people, I mean, every week are listening to what we're doing here. So we're able to serve others. But I want to say, too, that you and I both are ready to – we want to put our yes on the table, let the Lord put it on the map.
Yeah.
And I think I'd say the same thing for Rob and everyone else listening. You put your yes on the table, let the Lord put it on the map, be willing to go where he calls you to go.
Yeah, yeah. And then begin talking to other church planters, right? Begin learning about different cities. Don't make your family expectations or, you know, obviously where your family is something to consider, but don't make that your first and foremost consideration, because God may want to do something in and through you that you have not thought about or imagined
before. Gotta be open, more Lord, have you go.
Exactly. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have a question about church planning, multi-site, or multiplication, send the voicemail in at newchurches.com, introduce yourself, ask your question, and we would love to answer your question on the show. Talk to you next time.